The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Hey, welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. And as always, go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find links to the stories that we're talking about. The desperation of the Democrats to stop Brett Kavanaugh from getting confirmed as a justice to the U.S. Supreme Court has reached a pitiful new low. Now, keep in mind that the Democrats have covered up for the worst kinds of predators and sexual offenders from Hollywood, from within their own ranks, in the White House with President Bill Clinton and others. They have gone to extremes to cover up the misdeeds, misconduct in a current era of their own colleagues, advocates, and allies. But they'll go back into the deep, dark ages, and any rumor, any smear to attack a Republican is fair game. Well, now they've reached a new low with an attempt to knock Brett Kavanaugh out of his confirmation by using unfounded allegations that Dianne Feinstein, and keep in mind that if Phil Bredesen gets elected to the Senate, Dianne Feinstein would become chairman of the Judiciary Committee. So her behavior is what you reward if you make Phil Bredesen a U.S. Senator from Tennessee. Anyway, Dianne Feinstein claims she has a letter from a person who was involved with Kavanaugh to the FBI and suggests she's concerned about its contents. A letter dealing with possible sexual misconduct involving Kavanaugh and a woman when they were both in high school. Let's see, Kavanaugh's, what is his, 50s, 30 years ago? While he was in high school, he brushed his left hand against my breast. I don't know what the allegation is. High school. That's the best the Democrats have to try and smear Brett Kavanaugh. They're going back to high school and an anonymous letter from a woman who claims that while they were both in high school, he may have engaged in possible sexual misconduct. Now, he went to Georgetown Preparatory High School, which is an all-boys school, so the woman didn't actually go to school with him. We don't know her story. It's just one of those, again, anonymous eve of confirmation smear campaigns. Now, the FBI has vetted Kavanaugh through his 25-year career. He's been confirmed to a Court of Appeals judicial position by the Democrats, the same ones that are now trying to oppose him. He sat through 65 meetings with senators, 30 hours of testimony, addressed over 2,000 questions. And now at the last minute, they use an anonymous smear campaign to try to block him from the Supreme Court. This is why elections matter. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.